All right, it is sad to say this, but I'm going to have to coerce her into coming back. But it's our last day with Melody Munson from the Rusty Rooster, 501 Main Street in Dakota City. They have been this week's business of the week, and I have had a blast because I am a consignment, secondhand, and thrift fanatic. I probably should be in some kind of group treatment for this. But Melanie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. I'm going to be looking for a consignment therapist here soon. Especially,
that is something we don't have.
Well, you'll get one soon. Don't worry. Especially after I come to the Rusty Rooster. I know I will need help. All right. Now, talking to you off air, and we have not mentioned this yet, and I don't know why I didn't think to ask you, but you have jewelry.
Yes, tons and tons of jewelry. Yes, and very nice jewelry.
Yeah, you were telling me you have the nicer costume jewelry.
Yep.
And you know, a lot of folks are more interested in that than the actual high dollar jewelry because it's just easier to care for.
Right. Well, and you got to match outfits. And
yeah, that's right. That's right. And let me remind people, I don't know if you've heard this wild rumor, but Christmas is like 5 weeks away.
Yes.
Costume jewelry is a great gift because, you know, when we say costume jewelry, I hope everybody understands, we're not talking about the $299 earrings.
Right.
We're talking about nice costume jewelry, like I don't want to name any stores, but like the faint, as we say in the South, the fancy stores.
Yes.
That's right.
And we even have some like boutique jewelry too that
sure.
You can get at certain boutiques, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah, Melanie wants to stress that. She has a ton of this jewelry. Now, I totally forgot what I was going to... Oh, there we go, Melanie. I totally forgot what I was going to ask you. Wow. Talking about therapy. Jeez. You had mentioned to me, and she won't tell me what it is, folks. You had mentioned to me that you have a surprise coming up?
We do. We have talked with a local vendor here in Iowa, and we're going to set up a small display to sell their products there.
Wow. And you told me it's someone that everybody will know.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That is amazing.
And I have their products. I love their products. Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be a nice surprise for everybody, especially during the holiday season.
So just another reason to come to the Rusty Rooster.
Yep.
And do you have a timeline when this will be?
If everything goes as planned, it should actually be there this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Before the end of this weekend.
Okay.
Say that.
Well, maybe I'll call you Monday morning and we'll get the big surprise announcement.
Well, there you go.
Because now I want to know. So it's something that, folks, Melanie's saying it's something that you can use during Christmas.
Yep.
And
makes a great gift.
I was about to say, you know, if you're like me and you start shopping on Christmas Eve most of years.
I won't be open Christmas Eve.
Well, darn it. No, I like to shop throughout the year, Melanie, but I stash the gifts away and I forget where I put them.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 years later, I find a gift that some poor relative never got.
I've done that.
And then I wonder why they're not speaking to me, you know?
Yeah, I've done it.
And I think we all do, because we buy things, we think, wow, you know, she would love that, and then we never see it again.
Exactly.
Two big things going on this week at the Rusty Rooster. We've got 75% off fall decor all this week and next week. Now, Melanie tells us everything from dishes to wall hangings to everything in between. Right, Melanie?
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
Fall is, you know, and a lot of fall items, the decor is just based on the color. And fall colors are actually something that would fit in at various times of the year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The orange colors are so popular right now.
Oh, yeah. The orange and the different shades of brown. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a darker yellow guy. I love that stuff.
Mustard yellow.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I tried to talk my mom into painting her living room yellow, but my dad who passed away in 2015, my dad always hated yellow, so she won't paint it. But I think it's relaxing, so just
there you go.
Can't get her to do it. The other big thing this week is Melanie and Rusty Rooster are accepting donations for Peace Creek Animal Rescue. Which mm-hmm. I think is fantastic. And Melanie, folks can drop off anything they want for the animal rescue out there?
Yep, anything. Anything they need. I'm sure they always can use paper towels, dog food, cat food,
yes.
Bleach, anything.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're also taking cash donations, too. We'll have something set up for that.
That's very important. I like to remind people, and I guess they don't think about it every day, but it's not cheap running an animal rescue.
No, it's not.
Everything from food and comfort up to vet care, medications. And I'm here to tell you, as a fur baby dad, they're not cheap.
No.
My little girl is high maintenance. So bless her heart, though. And you've got jackets there from Peace Creek Animal Rescue.
Yes, we do.
Well, that is
just
great.
In time for winter too.
Yeah, and folks, you know, I'm sure the animal rescue would not object to you buying a few jackets and donating them back to the animal rescue.
There you go. I'm sure they wouldn't.
And we're in Iowa, as someone told me the other day. Welcome to the frozen tundra. Now, I'm a winter person, so I think it's beautiful. But the little doggies, the little kitties, all of your little fur babies, Melanie, they get cold this time of year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. And I'll stick this in here. I'm going to sound like Bob Barker for a minute. But if it's too cold for you outside, it's too cold for them outside.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. Now, Melanie, let's talk briefly about your Christmas items again, because, again, not to shock anybody, but about 5 weeks, and Christmas is right in your face.
Right.
So not only does Melanie have all the great gifts, and she tells us on Monday that she gets a lot of clothes and things in that still have the tags on them.
Oh, yes.
So,
lots of new with tags, or new without tags. You can tell that they haven't even been worn hardly at all.
Yeah. You know, I meant to ask you, do you get a lot of shoes?
We do have shoes. We're pretty picky on the shoes.
Yeah.
I do get some kids' snow boots. I get adult snow boots.
Oh.
It's, you know, hit and miss. But, yeah, we do get quite a few shoes.
And again, folks, especially kids, because whatever you buy them today, next week, they've outgrown it.
Exactly,
And I don't know if you've priced shoes lately, but you need to be at the Rusty Rooster. Because even the cheap shoes now are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and kids' snow boots, I mean, it's a must in an area like Iowa, but... You know, you put snow boots on a 3-year-old, and in a week, they're no good anymore.
Right.
So this is where you need to be. And then you can consign them, and some other lucky kid can take them. There you go.
That's right.
There you go. I'm thinking ahead, Melanie.
There you go.
Now, your Christmas display, we've got ornaments, we've got decor, and we're pretty sure... Sometime in the next few days, Melanie will probably be inundated with trees. We're probably sure.
Well, I was going to tell you that too. I actually had a message just here recently of a lady that has a couple of trees that she would like to bring in.
Look at that, folks. You know, if Melanie had groceries, you wouldn't have to go anywhere else. It would be. Now, you said you even with the Christmas items, your back stock, you're probably at no risk of running out.
No, we're not going to run out, but and there's something I tell people every week, there's something new that hits the floor every Thursday, every Friday, Saturday. We're stocking every day. We're restocking.
Best part of a consignment store is every time you go in, there's just something you haven't seen.
Yes.
Amazing. You have, asking for a friend, do you have books?
Oh my goodness, yes. We have children's books. We have adult books. We have, let me think, three or four displays of books.
Oh,
different racks.
I see. I'm never leaving when I come in.
Yeah. Everything from Westerns to Christian to novels.
Wow.
Yeah, have everything.
I'm a book guy.
Are you?
Oh, I love books. I was an English major, so yeah, I'm a book guy. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of picky about it. I used to collect antique books.
Okay.
But as I'm sure you're aware, the market went through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I can't pay a car price for a book. So.
Well, our books normally run, I mean, some children's books you can get, you know, for 50 cents to a dollar, might be a couple dollars.
Wow.
And we have Scholastics, we have Golden Books, we have all kinds of different books for kids. And then adults, I'm going to say the price goes anywhere from $2 to $4
for
books. Maybe a little more, yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
And again, talking new. If you go into a bookstore, I mean, the cover price on some of these books is $40 and $50, Melanie.
I just bought one 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I think I paid $27 for a book.
Yeah, and granted, I love reading, and, you know, people work hard on the books, but that's $30.
Right. Yeah, it makes it hard to get rid of it when you pay that much, but I guarantee you, it'll eventually make its way to the rooster.
There you go. There you go. It's where old books go to be reborn. That's right. I like that. Well, now that I know you've got books, I have definitely got to come.
There you go.
All right, it's Melanie Munson, and she is the proprietor over at the Rusty Rooster, 501 Main Street in Dakota City. That number, give Melanie a call and say, hey, we heard you on the Business of the Week, 515-368-1813, and facebook.com, The Rusty Rooster. Guarantee they're the only one. Best store name I've heard in a long time, by the way. Love it. Melanie told me the Rusty Rooster story off air, and I won't make her repeat it, but when you go in the store, corner her and make her tell you the story. Melanie, we hope your cold gets all better.
Yes, I'm on my way to recovery.
Fantastic. And speaking of on the way, what are your store hours again?
Thursday and Friday will be open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday will be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Love it, love it, love it. I will definitely see you on Saturday. Nothing is going to stop me. And I will come in with a wheelbarrow and a credit card.
All right.
Melanie
I'll
Munson.
Save all my boxes for you.
Thank you so much. They're going to be full of fall decor and books.
There you go.
And probably some clothes, too. So there you go. Folks, it's Melanie Munson, the Rusty Rooster. Melanie, I have had a blast with you this week. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you. We will see you next time, and I'll see you as a shopper on, tomorrow, on Saturday, actually. And may your fight with that cold go well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Business of the Week, folks. We'll be back right after this.